Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
And what a week it has been for you, Carrie Bickmore, the multi-talented, not only TV host, but radio host and a few other talents in there as well, mate.
Bickers is either can't hear us or is just not taking part.
No.
She's What's she doing?
So talented, in fact, that she's completely gone.
What? Do you want me to call her? What is she actually doing? Like,
it looks like she's texting at the moment.
Did she not know we were going to air?
I mean, she hears the same thing that you hear, so.
Well, I mean, I knew we were going to air. What?
Oh.
I'm calling her on speakerphone.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Hello?
I have to tell you, you're live on the radio. What are you doing?
I don't know. I can't hear anybody anymore.
Have you unplugged your headphones?
Oh, there we go.
Oh, now you're back.
Oh, there you go. Anyway,
guys,
hey, mate.
Surprise. That was all my fault.
Is that your fault, Jesse? Yeah.
This is what happens when you get three idiots working in three separate locations.
Oh. Can I just say, though, because I did give you a big rap, though, of how
he
talented
didn't.
You have been.
You know
been
what he said
week?
Right at the start of the show? Because he said, and first up, we've got that drop kick. She's a no-hoper. She's got no talents, but she tries to spread them across four different mediums. Carrie Bickmore, and then through to you. So no wonder he didn't have the sound up.
No, the problem is everybody in Australia, everyone working from home, anyone that's doing a job now without all the people that they had before working around them has had to become tech savvy. And I'm not tech savvy. And so genuinely that could have been my fault. It was Jesse's who's the tech person in the team, but it could have been mine. Because if I have to work out how to toggle something one more time, I just don't know what's happening.
You know what it is? Because it's stressful times.
It is,
and you know,
stressful
what I've been finding good for stressful times is meditations. But
yes.
I think that they don't cover the areas that I want them to cover, because the voice is so soothing that I think it can be with you for more times than just when you're sitting doing nothing.
Mm.
And so I've created another one of my mini minitations.
Because the last one came with you to the fridge, didn't it?
It did, yes.
Remember, you were on the couch and it was just so, yeah, it was. I found it really calming hearing all about you.
Jesse, we've lost her again. Play the clip.
In today's meditation, we're going to focus on the breath. These exercises will help relax and restore you and bring you an immediate calm. So start by breathing in and out. You should feel an immediate calm. If that hasn't worked, maybe just pop outside and smoke a durry. Sure, they'll kill you, but at this time, what won't? So go on, suck back on a gasper, because we're all dying anyway.
Very dark.
It's also not an official message, obviously. Please don't complain.
Do you think that's how most meditations end? please don't complain.
Please don't complain. That's how my doctors, doctors, each time that someone came for a consultation, I'd just go, look, I'm not really sure. I've looked it up on the internet. Please don't complain.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bickers, let's talk the bonking ban.
So depending on what state you lived in yesterday in Australia, you could either
What state you lived in yesterday?
Yeah, depending on what state you lived in, whether it was WA, New South Wales, Victoria, there were different rules for whether you could hook up with your partner if you didn't live in the same house and whether you could go visit them. And Victoria was very strict. It decided, nope, you could not. Daniel Andrews said you could not go visit your partner if you didn't live with them. And then everyone lost their mind and collectively said you can't impose a bonk ban like that. How are we going to function? And by the end of the day yesterday, being declared that common sense had prevailed. It's going to be too tricky for Victoria Police to police it, and you can go visit your partner.
I tell you what, I would have loved the inventive ways of people getting around. Everyone would have just been wearing their active wear and been
pretending
carrying
to
a drink
walk,
bottle.
Exercising.
Yes.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Of course. But there's been lots of calls too. There's been some medicos saying, if you're new in a relationship, I think you should seriously consider moving in, because this is going to go on for the next few months now and we don't really want people travelling between people's houses. And I was reading this article by a New York City ballerina called Carrie, who's moved in with her partner 5 days after they met. They met in Manhattan.
Carrie?
They, yep.
Carrie, are you only bringing us this news because her name is Carrie?
No, because she's mental. Because just like me. They met, they had lunch. Lunch turned into dinner. Then they had to be separated. He had to go back wherever he's from, some place called Mystique. Is that a place or is that the name of the cat? No, that's the pad in Mystique, Connecticut. And he had to go back, Bengal. She had a Bengal cat. Anyway,
I love details when you read you things for the first time on air.
Anyway, then she came back home to her place and they got talking, and her dad's a dentist, so she's really into cleanliness. And she said, I don't think we should keep seeing, going back and forth between each other's houses. Corona's getting very serious and my dad's telling me to stay home.
Can I just and ask the link between her dad is a dentist, so she's really into cleanliness?
Because often your parents rub off on you. Like, all of our kids are going to have massive issues with hand washing. Because we're going to be hand washing like mad
dentist,
people.
He's going to rub off on his kids.
Anyway, she confided in Mike. Mike said, why don't you move in? And 5 days after they met, she went and moved into his house. And they have separate bathrooms. So they do their lady and man bits, she's described separately. And other than that, they're hanging out. They're living together 5 days after they met.
I mean, her dad's a dentist, so of course they have separate bathrooms. That just makes sense. But they've got nothing else to do in quarantine.
I love Jesse's laugh.
Why do you think it's mad that they've moved in together? Because
they don't know each other.
Yeah, but that's what this time's for, isn't it? Because either that or they're going to have to, if they're following the rules, not see each other.
But can you move in together and then if you decide it's not working, move out? Mm. Or is it going to be like New Zealand where they said where you stay tonight is where you must remain now indefinitely?
I don't know. I mean, as they say, these are unprecedented times. And so I'm not sure if you get locked in for the 3 months
the whole
or whatever
lockdown.
It's going to be or you're out. That would be a great addition to the Trading Post, wouldn't it? Just a partner swap via classifiers.
Put your activewear on, get your drink bottle. We're going to meet at this corner. Yeah. We'll tag team. And
you're going across to number 27 and I'm getting his missus. You're both fed up with us. We're going to swap, see how that goes.
It's a genuine issue. Belle, our producer, was telling us all about it. She doesn't know what to do either, do you, Belle?
No, we're like deliberating at the moment about whose place we move into, because I want to live at mine and he wants to live at his. So.
And will this ever, are you definitely going to stay together?
Yeah, of course, but we live close, so I'm just going to do that activewear thing, I think, for now.
No, you're not, Belle.
Oh, I'm
not. For now you're allowed to see. No, for now you're allowed to see him. You don't have to hide.
I knew you ruled this team with an iron fist, but I didn't quite get a glimpse into
how
it works.
No, I mean when the rules kick in, she shouldn't be breaking them is what I mean. Right now
Belle, as if Belle was going to break the rules, mate.
Around freely.
Even before the restrictions were in, Belle said to the guys when they went to get a coffee, she said, I'm walking ahead and if the cops come, I don't know you. As if she's breaking the rules.
That's what she's going to say. She's going to drop her boyfriend like it's hot if they come past. But there will be people having to make this decision right now. Some may have already made it.
Let's do this. Let's do 13 10 60. The have you moved in, and we want the shorter time you were together beforehand. What am I saying? Because they get it.
How
do they get
soon
it
have you moved in together, and has it worked out?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, we are talking the Bonking Band.
Backflip and going all over the place. One moment you couldn't go and visit your partner if you just started dating. Now you can go visit your partner. But for how long is the question? So there's been a suggestion that people that have just started dating, like the example I gave you of Carrie in Manhattan, has moved in with her boyfriend after 5 days and they're going to do lockdown together.
So we're asking Dylan the question. The oh, yeah. Sorry,
yeah,
because
should you want to? No.
No, I'll just go
back to
this.
Delay makes for a really good conversation. Dylan, while you circle word over us, Dylan, how quickly did you move in?
I moved in with my girlfriend after 3 months.
Wow. And
that's
is this because you had to decide whether to move in or lose it? Is this because of the bonking ban?
No, in a sense, I actually got her pregnant really too soon.
Good on you, Dil. Great stuff. Is this your first child?
Yep.
Yeah. How you feeling?
Yeah, all right. It's pretty hard, but, you know, in a way.
How long have you been together now?
Just over a year.
Oh, good. Oh,
and so have you had the bub?
Yeah, we had her in January.
Oh, congratulations. What a time to be locked down when you've just got a new bub. Is this the time when you wouldn't be able to leave anyway?
No, I can't now, but yeah, it's hard. It's hard because you can't go anywhere. You can't, you know, do the things you want to do, but yeah, you just got to do it.
Yeah.
Good on you, Dylan.
You do, Dylan. Good on you, mate. All the best with it.
You reckon we've got another firecracker online too?
We got Kyra, what's going down with you? Have you just moved in with your partner?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I was only seeing my partner for a month and then we moved in together because of the coronavirus.
Oh, right. So how did that – who initiated that conversation?
Oh, well, both sort of – actually my roommate, because she's a pharmacist, and she said, oh, we don't want, you know, you guys staying in each other's houses. You sort of have to decide where you want to live. And, yeah.
Was there an argument over whose house, or was that pretty cut and dry?
Kind of. I want to live at my house because I've got my animals there. And he wanted to stay at his house because he's got his video games and stuff.
It's much harder to move video games than it is animals.
Who won, Kyra? Who won?
I did.
Yeah, good. I'm glad established the rules early on in the relationship.
Let's go to Tanya. G'day, Tanya. Hey, Tanya.
Hi. How are you?
Yeah, living the dream. Did you move in with your partner after a very short amount of time?
Yes, we did. We moved in after our first date.
Jeez.
Whoa. God, how's that going to work out for you? Shivers, is it going all right?
It's brilliant. We've been together for 8 years. And
oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah.
So what made you move in together so quickly?
We just didn't want to be separated. Didn't want to be away from each other. We just found our love and that was it.
Was there any point, kind of a couple of weeks in, when you'd heard each other fart and couldn't escape each other, that you thought, I've made a horrible decision?
No, not at all. The first, we were sitting there kissing on the couch one day and I did a burp and he's like, oh, my God, that's my girl.
Wow.
Because that's beautiful. This is great. Okay, this has given faith to everyone out there. Move in, people. Let's have some corona babies. Let's just love up and enjoy this time together. Not me personally. I mean, I'm not having any corona babies, but everyone else.
How many people did you just invite over to your house?
Not me. I'm just saying that this is good. Maybe you were the one that suggested to me off air, people just need to throw caution to the wind and have a crack.
No, that was after it's all over, mate. I said there'll be neighbourhood. Yeah, swingers. That's after it's over.
Oh, then throw the caution to the wind.
Yes, God, not now. Hold your caution. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy. Got a little update for you later on. You know how I said yesterday that I was going to give Chris's hair a little trim last night?
Please tell me you've given him the full Joe Exotic.
How did I go? Well, I will tell you in a few songs' time.
Okay, why are you sounding so saucy like a call centre operator? Have I suddenly started getting charged $4.95 a minute for this? What's going on?
No, I was just, anyway.
Oh.
I was just thinking back to last night.
Oh, God.
I've officially lost my mind. Lots of people losing their mind at the moment, including our producer, Sonda, who had a shocker of a morning, and I have asked her to come on and talk about her morning because I think her morning is going to resonate with so many people listening to this who are just trying to work out how the hell they're meant to work and have children in their lives at the exact same time in the same space. Sonda, are you there? Are you there child-free or with child?
I'm here with child. He's currently trashing my couch by rubbing banana all over it, and I figure at the end of Corona we'll just burn the couch because it's too hard to get him to stop to do anything. So, this morning I was running the producer meeting and we were all chatting, and the deal that I have with my husband is that he looks after Henry until midday. Henry's our two-year-old toddler, and then I take over in the afternoons. So he well and truly should have been on dad's time, but he wasn't. He was in the bedroom where I was hiding with me, and he came over and was jumping all over me, and then he started to touch a very delicate painting that I'm working on, at which point I turned to him and yelled, "Beep, mate, just go, just beeping, leave me alone, beep, 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 please."
And, beep, not meaning a truck, beep, beep, beep,
oh,
is censoring yourself, is that,
beep, just effing F right off out of my life. Yep, that's him now.
He's recognised that. He goes, "I know that word."
Mummy's on the radio.
Mummy's on the radio.
I think
he's suddenly got such a respect for showbiz.
Yeah, exactly. Then I cried a little bit, and I'm wondering if the team still respects me. But
because you were on a group Zoom call, weren't you, at the time?
Correct. And then when I went and told my husband, hoping that he would say, "I'm so sorry, I love you, I should really be supporting you and should have been looking after him," he said, "Well, the team know you, so they'd expect that." So that wasn't helpful either. And I just think for anyone out there who's losing their mind, try not to swear at your kids in front of everyone at your work, because it really paints you in a different light.
And then I mean, does it? You don't know if it does. I mean, I don't know if it's changed anyone's view of you. Who was on the Zoom call?
Caitlin was there. Belle.
Yeah, Caitlin, do you still feel the same about Son?
Oh, mate, I expect it.
Yeah. See, Son?
You don't do it all the time. I think this is a completely different
discussion.
That's kind
of why we expect it, isn't it?
No, I thought that I said to Adrian, they're going to think I'm the sort of mum that just swears at my kid and yells at him, which is actually abuse.
Oh, no, you don't swear at him all the time. I mean, you lose the plot often.
Oh, well, this is feedback I wasn't expecting. Right.
No, I mean, I do too. I say that with love. Like, you know, we're falling apart at the seams, mate. Love.
But this is day four. I'm actually starting to worry about the future. This is Thursday, isn't it? Is it Thursday?
Hey, who cares? Thursday. They all blend into one.
Does anyone else respect me, or are you moving on?
I've got nothing but the same amount of respect I've always had for you, Don.
Oh, don't go all sucky to her now.
I said the same amount of respect I've always had. I didn't say a lot.
I love you, Son.
Oh, don't go all sucky now.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. I put my name down, flip
it in reverse. Same, but backwards. It's your
primitive plan. Oh, damn. Okay.
It's time.
Well, it is time. Usually this happens on a Friday, but, of course, we have another concert in the clouds tomorrow, the best live music from all around this world, so you can party out in your living rooms or in your cars and have an escape from coronavirus crap that is going on. So we're playing today. What's the score, Jess?
6-3, mate. You got a bit of work to do.
God. Okay.
Let's do it.
All right, first one.
Carrie.
Because?
Ed Sheeran. Tiny Dancer? No, sorry, that's Elton John.
Well, I thought it was You Too, With or Without You.
Ed Sheeran. Watch the sunset over. Castle on the Hill. Yeah.
That's the one. All
right.
I
should have listened to it again.
Number two.
Carrie. Oh.
Because
it is. Oh, I don't know what it's called, but I know who sings it. I know who sings it, but I don't know what it's called. Is it called? Is it by Tiger King? Is it called "Hey Kitty Kitty"? Oh.
Ooh. Well, it's Tiger King's correct. It's called "I Saw a Tiger."
Very nice, nicely
That's
done.
That's pretty good of me, though. I haven't even seen the show.
Yeah.
That's excellent, Bickers.
Yeah.
You would have only heard that once.
Hey, is there? Did he do a Hey Kitty Kitty song?
Yeah. Here, Kitty Kitty, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's the one where he's pretending to be Carol Baskin, always got an impersonator,
right.
And she's feeding her husband to the Tigers. It's great stuff.
All righty, one zip to Tommy.
Harry.
Oh, Tommy Pink. Just.
Get the party started.
Oh,
we're in opposite, we're in different locations at the moment. There's a 1 second delay, and I am not happy with how this is playing out.
All right, because
I definitely buzzed in first just then.
No, you didn't.
I did from where I am, but when it finally went through all the different chords it needs to go to get to the radio, it sounded like I came in second.
All right, you've got to get this one to stay in the game.
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Carrie.
Because?
It is.
Buzzer out.
Oh.
Buzzer out.
I know what it is.
Buzzer out, Jess.
Anything, Vickers. Anything
no,
at all.
I know. I don't want to say it because it's going to give it away to him, but
buzzer
I just
out,
don't know
Jess.
The name of the people that sing it.
It's over. Tommy time.
Go. What Tommy. Is it, Tommy? Who sings it, Tommy?
I got no idea.
Sucked in.
Doesn't matter. It's two. Even if you get the next
I've
one,
won.
It's 2-1.
Why?
Because we've only got one more to go.
But he didn't get that then.
No, but he's
Yeah, but
he's
there's
up
only one
nil.
More song, mate.
What do you mean?
How is this delay meaning that you don't understand maths?
I'm lost. How many have we had now?
That was the fourth one.
Four.
Yeah.
And I'm up 2-0. And so there's one left.
Didn't you need to get that one just then?
Jess, let's just go.
Didn't you need to get that one just then?
I'm up 2-0.
And there's only
and
one
And there's
to go.
One more. See you,
okay.
Bickers.
Bye.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Bickers, you had a crack at a new skill.
Yes, I did. I had a crack at cutting Chris's hair last night because we're not going to the hairdresser anymore. Here's a little sneak peek how it went.
I just don't really want to hurt you.
Oh, God.
Yep. Anyway.
Now I know why we're not crossing to him to talk to him. Talk to him about his mother dead.
Well, but now, though, let's do this.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
Some huge news to come through this afternoon from the government, which I think is going to relieve a lot of parents the country over. Childcare is going to be free for Australian parents during coronavirus. The PM's announced an early childhood education and care relief package this afternoon. Look, there's lots of details to it, but essentially they're going to scrap the current means-tested system they have and put in a whole new system where they kind of help subsidise as well, so that it means that anyone who has an essential job right now, and I thought it was interesting because I was thinking, well, what classifies as an essential job? Do you need to have to be a frontline health worker? But he goes on to say anyone that is currently employed and helping the economy during this time, I believe, is essential. So while I think we need to look into the details, that feels promising that most people who are working now but still need to send their kids to childcare will have access to this childcare for free over the next few months, which will relieve so many families. Because I even know amongst my friends, so many people having the difficult conversation at the moment. What do we do? What do we do? We can't have them at home. We've still got to go to work. No one, you know, not many kids being sent anymore. Do the childcare workers want us there? And the answer is some people have no choice. And if you have no choice, then this is a huge relief for you as well.
Hey, Bickers, I know I was going to bring you this fun little thing, but do you have a bit of Tiger King news?
Yeah, well, I was going to get to that in a minute. I was going to tell you first that Wimbledon's been cancelled for the first time since World War II.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's
not
much more
surprised.
To that, so I've told you that. What else?
I've got a bit of Tiger King news as well that I realise I haven't shared with you.
Oh, mine's Mike Tyson related. What's yours?
Mine's Michael Jackson related.
Weird.
Yeah, so there's in Tiger King, there's a fire and some crocodiles perish, and it's been revealed that they think they were Michael Jackson's crocodiles because a news report from ages ago surfaced about how Michael Jackson's crocodiles were lost in a fire, and it's all all the details match up. Anyway, back to you. What's your bit?
Well, I was going to tell you that Mike Tyson, he's decided that he was foolish. You know how he used to have tigers at his Vegas mansion back in the day? Yep. He's been watching Tiger King and he's just said, you know what? I was an idiot. There's no way you can domesticate these cats. 100%. No way it's going to happen. They're going to kill you by accident, especially when you're playing rough with them. And he said, you know, I've educated myself now. I was wrong. I shouldn't have had them in my house. I was wrong.
Wow. I mean,
yeah, he was saying
you
play rough with them, you're punching them back, they get hyped up, hit you back and you're dead.
Are
you?
His are words. You? Are you, Mike?
Apparently.
I don't know if you are. You're the only one punching tigers back, bro.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A lot of people are working from home at the moment, so Bickers, I thought, I haven't handed out some knowledge in a long time and people need it now. More than ever. Jesse, let's go, bro.
Just the tip with Tommy.
Tip it real good.
Yeah. I thought people might need a little reprieve from working from home. The first thing that that people seem to be complaining about is their kids, right? Because you're telling me you hate your family.
No, it's not that. It's just that you can't get anything done. If you want to try and work from home, it's impossible. I either have Addie sitting on the computer that I'm trying to type on or I just have endless questions from the four-year-old next to me.
Yeah,
And
people say that when they're trying to get not only their work done but also their housework done, that the kids are just running around causing absolute chaos in the house, I have got a little thing which might make life just a bit easier for you. Do you admit that doing the floors is an absolute nightmare? It's the last thing you want to do.
Washing them, mopping them.
Yep.
Oh, mate, I don't mop.
So here's my thing for you.
Disgusting.
What you do is you make sure your kids have outside shoes and inside shoes. So the sneakers that they run around with outside, and then inside you make them wear different shoes. So take them off at the door, and then they can be your slippers, whatever, and you attach little mops to the bottom of their shoes so that when they're running around inside, they also clean your floor.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
You could even wet socks.
So I was thinking if you've got two kids, you make one a wet one and you make one a dry one and you make them play chasey
they chase
after each other.
So, that's brilliant. I love it. Okay. And I've got another little tip that I can add there.
Oh, yeah, great.
The first stage, obviously, you need to broom before you do the mopping, right?
Yes.
You just have a child, have a one-year-old that likes to crawl and eat things off the ground, and then you just send that one in first
Then
the others follow. The whole housework's done for you.
You've just got to...
Where's some music? Thank you.
You know how a lot of people obviously are trying to make one bit of their house the neatest bit, and that bit they are using for their Zoom calls, for their house parties, for their Skype calls, whatever. It's a little window of their life that they pretend that that's how the rest of their house looks, and it definitely doesn't. A lot of people are putting books in the background because it makes them look smarter. And so if you're thinking...
Is that a thing?
I don't have a book because I'm an idiot. Well, here is what you can do with your old DVD collection. Take the cover out, turn it the other way around and so it's white, and tape two together and then slip the cover back in and just label them things like War and Peace. Finally, because this is not mine. I saw it doing the rounds today, but I think this is an absolute lifesaver. If you are like me and you think Zoom calls are just an absolute nightmare, what you do is you take a selfie of yourself and then go in and put that as your virtual background and then just leave. And so there is just a selfie of you sitting there.
And then they just think you're frozen. They'll just think you're frozen. They'll be like, oh, Tommy's frozen. Oh, poor. Are you Tommy there? And they'll be like, oh, poor guy.
And even on big enough Zoom calls, they won't even notice because you're just down in a little thumbnail and they'll just think, oh, he's been very attentive this whole time.
Oh, you've just lightened my load there.
Give us a call, 131060, working from home tips. What knowledge have you got to share with the rest of us to make our lives that much better? Get involved, people.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Just the
Tip with Tommy.
Tip it real good.
Yeah. Let's go to Chris. Chris, what have you got for us? Working from home.
Hi. So if you normally commute to work, I recommend getting up, getting changed into something that you normally go to work in, and then just do a walk around the block, simulate your commute, and then come home, sit down at your computer and get to work.
Amazing. All I do is win, no matter what. Such a little simple thing too. And you'd have such a spring in your step because normally the commute would take like four times as long and you'd be really frustrated sitting behind traffic or amongst people on a train.
Yeah, do you ever get the people that you live with to walk just in front of you or just behind you making beep noises to simulate the traffic, Chris?
No. I mean, that's a fun idea though. Fun idea.
Good on you, Chris. Thank you. Let's go to Sarah. Sarah, g'day.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Living the dream. What's your tip for working home?
Well, my hot tip is I work full time and I'm also homeschooling two kids.
Oh my God,
it's absolutely impossible. I don't know how I'm getting anything done, but my hot tip is my kids are always hungry and I feel like I'm stopping all the time for snacks.
They're eating it out of house and home at the moment, and now's not the time to be eating more than we need.
Now is not the time to be frivolous with food.
No.
So I've got them a basket each with all of their food in it for the day, and they have to ration it out themselves like it's full time.
Oh my God.
And it's either you can eat it all now, or if you don't eat it now, let it last, but that's all you get.
I love it. Really good session, everybody. Same time next week. Let's do it.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Are you going to tell us about your salon?
Oh, my God. Okay. So I made the decision yesterday because we can't go to the hairdresser anymore. I'm going grey and I'm going to cut Chris's hair from now on. And if it went well, then I was thinking I would progress to cutting all the children's hair.
I thought you meant if you're going grey goes well.
No, the going grey is not going to go well. Corona's going to send me greyer than I already am. Anyway, so last night I came home from work. We talked to Chris yesterday and he was like, yep, I'm committed. We can do this. I said, sit down. Mm-hmm. He sat down, put the little, from work, from our hair and makeup department, I got the little robe thing to put on. I got the clippers. I got the scissors. They were very tentative, to be honest. I'll be fair. They were like, I don't think you should take any of these things. I'm like, I've got it. I'm sweet. I can do this.
You went totes profesh.
Wow. Got home. I also poured a glass of wine, probably not totes profesh, but it was needed. It was really
totes
needed.
Piss head.
poured him one as well. So we were having one together. Ready for our chat, as hairdressers like to chat while they cut.
Oh my God. What's been doing? What's the news? What's the goss?
I decided to FaceTime Julie, my hairstylist at work, because she said she'd step-by-step talk me through it because she's like,
What? You were meant to cut his hair.
I did.
And you FaceTimed in a professional.
No, I just got some guidance. I was still had the clippers in hand. Anyway, here's how it started. Here's how it went in the beginning.
So I'm going to the back of Chris's hair.
Yep.
The back's the problem.
Yep. The nape.
Yeah,
so
turn the clippers on.
Okay.
It's a long time since you touched my nape.
Okay. Oh, shivers. Okay.
Clipper
from the bottom of his nape upwards. And do I put the clippers against his skin?
Yeah, just
behind
the scalp with the clippers.
Upwards?
Occipital bone there, up.
The what bone?
Occipital.
The occipital bone.
Oh, fancy. Just keep doing that.
Keep doing that all around the whole head up until you finish all that sides and back.
Oh, this is fun. Does it matter that now it looks like he's got a very short bit?
Yes, of course it is.
I feel like I have...
Whatever you were about to say there.
The angle you put this, if you have to.
Oh, I think I've done it. I think I got it.
Right.
Carrie's cut is working. That's good. How do I make sure that his bits are even?
They'll never be
with your hair that you get a little piece. This is a fun little salon where you get little extras.
Yeah, I was going to say, How much is this going to cost?
Do I always sound like such a bogan?
No, I think it's just when you've been drinking heavily. I was surprised how quickly that turned into Jules giving you instructions via FaceTime to then her just watching you two make out.
Well, look, you know, it was quite funny because I couldn't talk and do the shaving and the trimming at the same time. So then Chris ended up having a great catch up with Jules while I cut his hair. But it was hard because you got to grade it, right? And when you've got clippers, I still, because I'm obviously a woman, I don't use clippers very often. I kept worrying that I was going to cut him. So I was really, really scared to go in hard. And then he said that he could feel that I was barely touching his head. And he was like, just get in there and have a crack. And I did.
And do I put the clippers the thick against his skin?
Yes, just follow the scalp with the clippers.
I just don't want to cut you, babe.
It doesn't cut. It won't cut it.
Oh.
You got to put this the plastic right up against your
Who's
head.
Who's the hairdresser here? I just don't really want to hurt you.
Ah! Oh, God.
You're such an ass. Okay, hold on. Don't do that again because I've really cut you.
I'm still
funny
here.
Bugger.
Now Jules is now just watching the family flirt with each other, and oh god, so weird just to hear you go, oh, you got me, oh yes, and then just hear Jules laughing in the background while she watches.
Jules had so many stories to tell about over her time hairdressing.
Yeah, she's wild,
fascinating. Yeah. Anyway, then I got to the bit at the top where I had to trim the top. You got to pull it between, like you get the comb and then pull it between your fingers and then trim across the top.
Yep.
Have you seen how they do that?
Yeah, that was so fun. I've had a haircut.
Bit.
What do you mean? Have you seen how they do that?
It was so much fun, that bit. And I tell you what,
yeah,
when I saw the end result, I know you all wanted me to do something terrible. Like when I cut Buzz's hair out, old anchor, I left him like it was an absolute train wreck. And that was 2 years ago. And I was so worried.
Yeah,
so I tried really hard. And I know you wanted me to do something comical, but I swear to God, I'm going to send you the pic now. You can hear what Chris thought of the end result as I send you this pic. And then you tell me what you think about his haircut.
What do we think? Are we happy?
Yeah, I like it.
Well, I think I've done good. What do you think, Ollie?
Yeah,
Ollie likes it.
I really want my haircut.
All right, let me take you an after photo. Success. Carrie's cuts wins again.
Carrie's cuts wins again after we've just established that the first round of Buzz was an absolute butchering.
but what do you think?
It looks exactly the same.
As what?
Oh, no, that was the before photo. Oh, I couldn't work out how you'd done it. So, mate, that's good.
Isn't it good?
If you want to see the photo, we'll chuck it up on our socials at Carrie and Tommy Show.
Good.
No wonder you were flirting with him and trying to make out with him.
I know, he looks good, doesn't he?
Good.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Anyway.
Oh, now I'm watching. This is weird.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy.
Obviously, things are pretty grim here at the moment, but round the world over, the story is a lot worse in other places. One of those places is the US, and we were lucky enough earlier to do a Zoom with the one and only singer of One Republic, the great man Ryan Tedder.
Sorry for the delay. I think the Wi-Fi, everybody is streaming so much right now, especially this time of night. It's just like the internet has literally gone down on me probably 6 times in the last week.
If you've got a whole country watching Tiger King at the same time, it does put a strain on the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that's right. I am streaming Tiger King on 3 separate TVs, so that might be the issue.
Have you watched that? I haven't watched it yet, but that's all Tom is talking about.
I'm watching it for the second time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I loved chatting with you last night because I found it fascinating understanding what it's like in different countries that people going through. We're all going through, weirdly, the exact same thing, but the experience is slightly different for everyone. And we're slightly behind you, I feel, in Australia. And you were saying that over there, like, you actually know people with corona and are watching what it's like for the journey that they're on. Mm. How are your mates going, all the people that you know that are going through it at the moment?
The people that I know... thankfully are doing really well. They're recovering. The one person that was in a coma on life support has now stabilized and he was in a coma for almost 2 weeks though. Every single day was like, he might die tonight, he might live. It was 50-50. Now he's recovered. But then I just found out an hour ago, a guy that I knew, I wasn't tight with him, but we knew each other. We had traded emails and texts and like knew each other from the music industry. The lead singer and founding member of Fountains of Wayne, the act that like Jesse's mom has got it going on. And like a bunch of, he did the entire soundtrack to That Thing You Do, the Tom Hanks movie, The Oneaters, The Wonders.
Yeah.
That he wrote like, doing that thing you do. Like, so he did all those songs. He had a bunch of hits with his own group and he just died few hours ago from coronavirus. He's 51.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they just announced it. So it's like, it's kind of wild. You know, I know almost a dozen people at this point that have it or have had it in different stages of recovery. Most of them were pretty laid out for 2 weeks. I've been very lucky, extremely lucky that I don't have it because I was very directly exposed to it by two different people. They both were hospitalized. So I've been very lucky that I haven't gotten it. And if you live in the States right now, the news cycle is there's nothing else. Like, it's like you can't, we're delaying our whole album until question mark because like I'm not putting out an album and then going on TV and be like, everybody buy our stuff. I know people are dying, but you should listen to our song. Like, it's just a weird time to be promoting stuff. Music is inherently acts as levity, and it is a much needed cathartic release and escape from what's happening. But it's that fine line. I find that people are listening to things that are comfortable that they already know. People are really gravitating towards things that are familiar. And hang out, play board games, watch movies. You know, today I was like, should I download Rosetta Stone? Is now the time when I become fluent in Spanish? I think it might be.
Right. I'm going to try. I'm very interested in the American psyche and how you guys are doing, because the only image we really see of it is Donald Trump, and he's very unflappable in his confidence, and it's always good. It's always good. God. It's always good. How are the American people feeling? Are you scared?
The feeling in America is a buoy in the water, right? So that's really how it feels. So I live in LA, so it's a beautiful every day. So at the very least I wake up and the birds are chirping. It's blue skies. It's warm. I can't imagine in some other places right now, they're still battling winter. It's even more apocalyptic. But every day you wake up, the first thing everybody hears is the news. It's terrible. It's always worse than the day before because we're still on that upward swing. And then at some point in the day, you hear something like, oh, self-isolation seems to be working in Detroit or in Seattle. And you hear little, you know, anecdotal messages about positive things. Then it circles back around at the end of the night. In an odd way, it's like the flu itself. When is the flu the worst? The morning, when you wake up, you feel like you're dying. And then in the evening, as you're going to bed. In the middle of the day, you kind of have that rebound where you're like, you know what? It's going to be okay. And maybe I'm over this. But then by the nighttime, it goes back down. So every day is a buoy in the water. And it's, you just have to choose mentally to do things that bring you joy and preoccupy yourself. Where my head goes right now, and what a lot of my friends are thinking about, is the economy, right? Has completely just gone down the toilet. I don't know if it happened in Australia, but it's just gone down the toilet over here.
Yeah.
And my friends, I'm friends with a lot of chefs and been DMing with them on Instagram and talking, and they're like, three out of four restaurants won't survive this. They won't come back. So like, if you care about a place, and I would say this to people in Australia, if you care about a local restaurant, buy gift cards, buy three meals for free, even if you're not eating them. Like, do what you would, if you can afford to do it, try to keep these places at least in business, because really it's about survival. None of them are going to thrive right now. It's about surviving. And if they survive and you help them survive, they're going to be here. It's really that simple.
How do you feel about the future of music, particularly live music?
Look, when Live Nation's the number one touring agency in the world, company in the world, when their stock cratered 2 weeks ago, I bought a bunch of it. That's how bullish I am. So I probably made the single largest stock purchase I've ever made. It will come back, period. There will never be a time, there hasn't been a time in recorded history that live music wasn't part of the social construct. I think that people will be rushing back to live venues where they can interact with people and all these things. That's the optimist talking.
We need optimism, and we need music. Honestly, it is the thing connecting us all right now. And like you, we are also playing games. My new thing is Pictionary. I'm going to show you a picture. Can you tell me, and this is what I've discovered, I'm a terrible drawer, and I was given the task to draw someone famous. Tell me if you can work out who this is. Hold on.
Ed Sheeran.
Oh my God! I'm proud of that one. I'm not showing you the other 10 that don't look anything like anybody famous. Talk to us about your new single that you dropped the day the pandemic was declared.
Yeah, we timed that perfectly, didn't I? is very much anybody that ever was a fan of One Republic back in the day with Apologize and Stop and Stare. It's the first song we've done that sounds like that. It kind of returns us to 13 years ago, and it conjures up that vibe. I wrote it with Kygo, believe it or not. It was a session for Kygo, and at the end of the session, I said, dude, you're not taking this. I'm taking this. He was like, in his very humble Norwegian way, well, we'll talk about it, you know. And we took it, and it's a gorgeous song. It's about the ending of a relationship, you know, relationships that come to an end, divorce or breakups or whatever. It's about that, the moment when you see that person for the first time and they've moved on, and you're like, oh man, like this, like, and all those feelings come back and you're like, man, it was so bad, but it was also really good. And I know that this ended, but when it was good, but you know, but didn't we also have some really, really good times? Like I still have fond memories of you, and didn't I love you? And didn't we try? Didn't, you know, all these things.
It's timely because there's a whole lot of people that are going to be locked down together for months, and they might start considering divorce. They just need to listen to your song, yeah. and then they'll be like, "That's the feelings I'm going to feel when I see that person." So it's not worth it.
And I think you're right, though. So we were just talking about, you know, three things are going to come from this pandemic. One, there's going to be a hell of a lot more alcoholics. Two. I mean, I've seen liquor sales are up 72% globally. That number is not made up. Number two, there's going to be the largest jump in global population in about October of 2020, if I'm doing my math right. There's four things. Three, sadly, there will be some divorces. And four, there's going to be a lot of people that I think were on the verge of breaking up that have just completely gelled back together and found out why they were together in the first place. So didn't I is for those people, didn't I is for you.
What a beautiful note to
three or four.
End on. Let's hope it's three out of four. Yeah.
Ryan, yeah, Tedder, thank you. Thank you so much, mate. One Republic's latest single, Didn't I, is out now, and your album, Human, will be out later in the year. It's always a pleasure. Thanks, Ryan.
It'll be out when we're all good and healthy.
Let's hope later in the year.
Later in the year. Yeah.
Thanks, Ryan.
Cheers.
See ya. Bye.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Husey and Edda here. Check out Carrie's haircutting skills.
Oh, line up,
we
boys.
We get your photo. I want to see a photo.
It's on our Insta if you want to go check it out. Ooh, I honestly,
go Carrie and Tommy right now.
Yeah.
Actually, just a good haircut.
It's really good. Annoying. And the thing was, I know the team really wanted me to go with a mohawk just to mix things up and create content, but I am so competitive that I really just needed to do a good job.
I appreciate that.
And I nailed it.
Hang on. Oh, yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
Isn't that good? It's just like a normal haircut. In fact, I don't think you could tell that was a home job.
Wow. Yeah. You know what I thought when I saw it, though, when I first saw the photo? Yes. I thought it was Tommy. I feel like you're making your partner into your cohort.
Now we're getting somewhere. Why'd you put all those temporary tattoos on him? That was unnecessary.
Imagine if I had to have Tommy at work and at home. I would seriously, if I thought lockdown was already bad.
Have you imagined it?
I'm fun in lockdown.
Sure, Tommy's imagined it.
You're the mate that goes along and hits people in the head when he gets bored. You would be so tiresome.
I'm not tiresome. I've started cooking, but I've been struggling to work out. Cav, you're a big rig. Are you lifting inanimate objects instead of weights, or are you just doing without?
Got a home gym.
Damn it.
So we put in a home gym and we are fighting people off. People are ringing us up going, hey, could I just come and hang out in the garage?
Oh, like, really?
No, because you're not allowed. You can't come and you can't.
No,
sorry,
I can't believe people actually ask.
I demanded a photo of his home gym yesterday, didn't I, Ed?
And it was, yes, you did. What did you think?
He's got an amazing compound. Is that a house in the Hollywood Hills? What's going on there, man?
Yeah, bro, I'm coming live from Hollywood. I tell you one thing, though. My wife just put up a workout where all you need is a pair of socks and a tea towel, which is very difficult. Very difficult.
Wow. Really? Yes. I'm going to give that a crack. I've been needing a new one.
Yeah.
Is it muscle building, though,
or just cardio?
No, you can do it. Because if you do it slow and controlled, then you would... I tried it and I didn't put the video up because I couldn't get through it.
What sort of socks, again? Can we just establish the sort of socks that you use?
Why do you have to be this? Normal socks, bro.
But what do you do with the socks?
They're on your hands.
They're on your hands, Gary. Yeah.
I've only got sockets. Will that do?
Yes, it can be.
They will. They will. Yes, they will, man. Yes, sockets is totally cool.
Is it better with sockets? Is it better with what sort of... Anyway.
They both work, David.
Enjoy your show. We'll catch you tomorrow.
We've got to go. All right.
See ya.
Carrie and Tommy. Stuck at home? Listen live or subscribe to the Catch Up on the Hit app or stream us on your smart speaker.